From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
This Monday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast, Chase Farm, Neil McCready coming to you from the Clark Ford Studio. We had a show on a Friday to recap our first thoughts of the NCAA penalties handed to Ole Miss by the Committee on Infractions. Ole Miss will appeal those. We've had plenty of content up at the site over the weekend as well. So we'll rehash anything that maybe we've had some opinion changes. We'll talk a little Shea Patterson today. We'll talk just kind of schedule moving forward for Ole Miss as it gets into the month of December that's changing a little bit with the early signing period and just kind of what it means for the rest of the calendar year and into the winter of 2018. So the podcast brought to you every single day by the Oxford Exxon. Remember, as the holiday season continues, get your ham or your turkey smoked with the Oxford Exxon. As little as $15, have it expertly smoked, cooked for you. Don't have to worry about that hassle. For a low price with the Oxford Exxon. Also, you get 49-cent bottomless refills at any Blue Sky Critical location in Mississippi. You'll see that at basketball games. They always throw it across the video board at the pavilion. So take advantage of that for 49 cents and more there with the Oxford Exxon Critical and Blue Sky. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are. Clark Ford is in Amory, Mississippi. 662-257-1900 is that number. You call that number, you ask for Corey Clark. You tell Corey what new Ford you're looking for. You keep in mind that it is December, and that means that at the end of the year, there's a new let's put it this way. They need to get the cars off the lot by the end of the year. For tax purposes, everybody wants to lower their taxes. Corey Clark and the people at Clark Ford are no different. So take advantage of that. Get your new quote on your new Ford today. And then it's up to you. Shop it if you'd like. If that makes you happy, cool. If not, go ahead and let Corey and the people at Clark Ford do for you what they've done for so many other listeners of the podcast. And that's take the hassle out of the car buying experience. So easy. We'll make it even nicer. Tell Corey that you heard about Clark Ford on the podcast, even if it's not true. And it's $500 off the bottom line on your deal at Clark Ford in Amory, 662-257-1900.
So, going to get to plenty of news. First, you know, Neil, a week after all the shots, a week after the glory and the Neil's picks success that you had last week, would you like to go game by game this week, or do you want to wait till Thursday as we give some early line movement as the week moves on?
I know. I dished it out. I can take it. I got off to an inauspicious start when freaking USC gave up the late touchdown to let the cover happen. And from that point forward, I said,
stopped Stanford on 4th-and-1. It should have been even closer. Stanford should have won the football
game.
Well,
they didn't, thank God. But
what difference does it make? You lost the cover.
I know. It doesn't matter. So at that point, I thought, you know, this might not go well.
Did you follow my weekend?
You had a good one.
How good, do you think?
I don't know that you missed one.
Undefeated.
Wow.
Every single one of
them.
Did
I get any right?
Well, yeah, because we had some the same. Yeah. I mean, you know. But, yes, I got a little worried about Wisconsin, but we got the cover. It was not the prettiest cover, but we got the cover on.
And I had that one, too. I had Ohio State.
Well, I had Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin covered?
Yes.
Oh, I had Ohio State covering. Never mind.
Yes. The line was 6.5, and they lost by 6.
I'm not too proud to admit this. By halftime of that game, I was no longer in a condition to follow college football.
Yeah. You got Clemson because they won 38-0.
I got that one. I felt good about that one anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Canes were done. We pushed, which means we all won.
Yeah,
on
Memphis and UCF.
I didn't cover freaking Akron covered.
They did, yeah.
I saw that. I was covering basketball.
You had a guy in here that has worked for a MAC school telling you to take Akron, and you went against it.
Well, the computers and all the money told me to go with Toledo, so I went that direction.
Okay.
And then the SEC game went haywire.
Yeah.
Give Georgia credit. They kicked Auburn's ass.
They popped them.
And then after that, by the end of that game,
Oklahoma was a lock.
Yeah. By the end of that game, I was approaching that place where I didn't give a damn anymore.
Uh-huh.
And by halftime of the night games, I was past that place. It was just...
Because going into the week, I felt great about Clemson, I felt great about Oklahoma, and I felt great about Lane Kiffin and his boys. And all those went well. Easily covering.
Yeah.
Of course, we had two only covered by half point either way.
Yeah.
Wisconsin by half point and Stanford by half point. So
I was 1 point from a good weekend. But
you are.
It happens.
We'll get into the bowls later on. Apparently, we're going to do a bowl pick 'em and continue our picks through bowl season is what I hear. So
yes, there is one person that has stepped up and mentioned possibly being a sponsor of this.
To send someone to like Ypsilanti or something?
Here's the deal.
Okay.
We are going to do a bowl pick 'em. We're going to pick every bowl game based on the lines probably of around December the 15th. We won't pick the championship game unless it's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Because we won't know who's in it on December the 15th. The loser.
Third place.
Well, Jeffrey's not going to be the punishing guy, so it's going to be either you or me.
Oh.
Jeffrey will get to participate because we like Jeffrey.
But he's exempt from losing?
He's exempt. These are my rules. He's exempt from the punishment because he doesn't work for us, and we would have to clear it through somebody else and all that stuff.
I doubt Calkins would say no, but okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
One of us will have to go to a conference basketball tournament.
Oh, God.
Won't stay for the whole tournament.
Right.
But of the others choosing.
And cheer for a team in it.
And pick a team. And obnoxiously cheer for that team. Clothes, signs, everything.
Foam finger.
The whole shooting match. And so anybody that's...
How random of a conference tournament are we talking?
However random you want to get. It has to be in the United States of America.
But well, the loser gets to pick their conference tournament?
The winner and Jeffrey will get to be involved in the selection. The selection will have to be done early enough to minimize the cost of plane fare and things of that nature. So you won't have time to sit till March and decide. And preferably it will be probably an early tournament because somebody's going to have to go to an SEC tournament.
So someone's going to end up cheering for Maryland, Baltimore County, or Wright State, or Florida A&M.
Something along those lines. Yes. You have figured this out.
Yeah. South Dakota State, maybe.
That is possible.
I've already seen the Jackrabbits once this year, so.
They're not bad.
They got popped the other night.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of basketball losing its second overtime game of the week,
yeah,
losing to Virginia Tech, they play Middle Tennessee in an incredibly important game next Saturday in Murfreesboro.
I've had people ask me, what's the deal, what's the deal, what's the deal? So, look, I'm not Andy Kennedy, and I'm not Billy Donovan, I'm not Michael White, I'm not name a basketball coach out there. I'm not one. What it looks like to me is when Ole Miss the other night started four guards and Markanvis Hyman. Probably not ideal. They're just getting beat at the basket, and Dominic Olenichuk, I think, fouled out in 9 minutes. 9 minutes. Think about that, Chase. You have to work to foul out in 9 minutes. Markanvis Hyman played 21 minutes before he fouled out. Markanvis's role, ideally, in my opinion, is a guy off the bench, energy, trash points. He will rebound well. He does defend fairly well. He had a couple of block shots the other day. He can give you a lot of things as a role player. But if you ask him, hey, I always make the stupid analogy. You're serving a meal. Somebody's an appetizer. Somebody's the main course. Somebody's the potatoes. Markanvis is supposed to be sort of like the sauce that goes on the steak. It's a nice accoutrement. When you ask him to be the potatoes.
Jumbo crab meat.
Yeah, he's the crab meat.
Okay.
When you're asking him to be the steak, you're asking for trouble. Because there's going to be a couple of games that he can be the steak. But there's going to be a few games that he's going to show up and he's not the steak. And you're going to say, where's the steak? And it's your damn fault because that's the steak you ordered. And that's their problem. Stevens isn't giving them what they thought, what he might eventually give them. Now, there are some signs, especially in the offensive end, that his game's coming around. Defensively, he's a little lost because he's been playing JUCO ball. And this is not JUCO ball. This is you have to give effort on every possession or you'll get your ass kicked ball. And that's the biggest adjustment for JUCO guys because JUCO guys are used to giving effort and then floating. You can't do that here. And Olenichik just looks lost. He looks slow. He looks stiff.
It's an effort thing with Stevens. It's just the way the game flows that's so much different that you've got to handle essentially. I do think at least to some degree though he's probably having. I don't want to make too much a big deal of this, but I will point out that the one commonality he's had is no longer or not with them currently in Raheem Lockhart. That probably does make some difference on some level with him.
Sure,
right now.
I can buy that. Completely.
Not saying it's the complete or the most reason, but, you know.
No, but so, it would help if Raheem was out there to yell at him.
Yeah.
They brought Raheem in large part because he could communicate with guys like him.
Yeah.
Kind of on their level.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever that's worth.
You can look at this a couple of ways. One, they're close. Virginia Tech's a good team. And they were with them. They beat them for 80% of the game. It's not a win. I'm not calling it a win. Flip side is you can go, boy, they are digging a hole right now. And they are. And we all know what happens if this thing goes south, real south. All of the speculation and that stuff's going to become a talking point. And it runs the risk of becoming a distraction. And now you're really working hard to keep things on the rails. So Saturday, yes, at Middle Tennessee is a big basketball game.
Still got to go to Texas in the non-con.
Yeah.
The open league play, I think, at home against South Carolina. That's on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
So we'll see. A couple other games in the middle, too, of that. I'm not really sure they play. But anyway.
Yeah.
So I know they
play Sam Houston State next. They have Sam Houston State next week, and then they have a game on the 16th against somebody. And then they play somebody at home on the 22nd.
There's a little run of games right there in that 16th to 22nd area. But all right, Friday morning, Ole Miss got its sanctions. We've had a few days to let those marinate and, frankly, get a little more comprehension of the penalties. Because when we had this podcast, I completely misinterpreted the scholarship situation.
Oh, you were drunk. I mean, it's okay.
Our source on that did not convey it very well. I appreciate said source incredibly well, but I
talked to said source who said, I'm not sure I interpreted that correctly. And I'm like, well, it's okay.
Yeah, close enough. It's fine.
Good enough. It's over now.
Yeah, it is what it is. So
those numbers, I went back and read them 10 times.
Well, there's multiple problems.
They're impossible to read.
I took initial for meaning the first instead of when they first come in. I misinterpreted the word of initial in it is what I did begin with.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is that they're for calendar year. I'm sorry, academic years, not calendar years, which it became incredibly
anyway,
confusing.
Yet though. I was still confused.
Yeah, because you sign it in February, but it's not good until you enroll in August, obviously,
right.
Or you show up in August. So it's actually the following.
It's the next year.
Yeah, so it was kind of screwy.
Leave it to the NCAA to be able to write a 100-something page document that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Like I've said, when
you take 11 weeks to do it.
You put a bunch of academicians in a room, and it will be a cluster duck.
They like committees.
Oh, they love committees. You have to have a committee to decide who's on the committee. You need a committee to decide when the committee's going to meet.
Catering committee.
A committee to decide what you'll have for lunch. I mean, they spend the first morning, what will we have for lunch? Let's form a committee, and then let's reconvene.
Let's take some straw polls.
Yes.
So, here's the deal. The bottom line, as you know by now.
I really like a chicken salad, Bob. It's what Teresa told me that maybe I've put a little on, and I was just thinking we should slow that down. Have you read, chicken salad
has mayonnaise in it.
No. Have you read? Well, yeah, but you can get the light mayonnaise. Have you read that book? Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. The NCAA accepted Ole Miss's self-imposed penalties across the board and then added a two-year bowl ban. Logic says that makes no sense. logic and precedent of other cases says that if there was a two-year bowl ban, there was going to be more scholarships added, massive scholarships added. Because basically what they said was, okay, Ole Miss did a really good job on your self-imposed. Good job there. Hugh Freeze, you're cool. Move on. Here's my favorite, actually. Hugh Freeze, you had complete – you monitored your program effectively. You showed a pattern of compliance. However, the university did not. Hold on. What? The head coach did, but the school did not. Because the school, as said in the press release, in the press release, the school apparently had a pattern of lack of compliance because they had penalties in 1986 and 1994. I was two when the 1986 penalties happened. Two.
How old was Herbert Moore in 1994?
Twinkles in some eyes, probably. It's about it. I mean, seriously, he was born right around there. Well, no. Hell no. Yeah. Ish. Yeah. 23. Herbert's probably 22. That defies logic. That makes no sense.
Right. I mean, Christopher, how old was Laramie Tunsil in 1986?
Not born.
Okay.
Christopher said all that with apparently a straight face during the teleconference, so I'll give him credit for that. He says, you know, well, Ole Miss did well with the self-imposed, but then, you know, just a pattern of non-compliance.
Mm-hmm.
86 and 94.
86.
94.
Who was the president in 86? That was Reagan?
That would have been Reagan, yes.
94 would have been Clinton.
Clinton, first term.
See, we're getting into the modern
era. Yeah, I mean, we're a half decade away from Monica Lewinsky at that point.
I mean, we're almost there. It makes sense.
Y2K is a good 6 years away.
The more I think about it, the more I think, you know, that's a great point, Greg.
So, while I have my theory that Ole Miss has a good shot at winning the appeal and this was another way to punish them by letting kids transfer.
Have you run this theory by anybody else besides me?
Not really, no.
Okay. Because I'm completely buying it.
Yeah, you know, we like theories. This is our newest theory.
I'm not a conspiracist, and yet
I kind of am. I think Reggie Bush was rigged to the Saints. Like, I have theories.
Yeah. And I don't.
Yeah.
That being said, on this one, it's all I can come up with. Like, I can't come up with the rationale. Because if you had told me on Thursday night, hey, man, they're getting that second-year bowl ban.
We just said 25 scholarships.
Yeah, and you said how many scholarships? Well, I would have said at least
it's
20.
It's where we started, and I got confused. Because when we first heard 13 scholarships.
That's why you went and poured the bourbon. You're like, well, our business just went to hell.
I heard 13 scholarships.
And we thought additional scholarships.
We had a couple people say, because we asked. We said, hey, what happened here? And even ESPN reported. ESPN reported additional scholarships. So I went, oh, shit.
Yeah, you said two-year bowl ban, 24, 25, whatever scholarships that is. They're done. They're folded. They're done. It's over.
And then you hear, no, they took completely. And you went, well, then the scholarship situation is not bad at all.
No.
It's very manageable.
No, it's very manageable.
Frankly, half of it's already done.
Well, the truth is, I mean, how many teams – here, let me tell you who the NCAA hammered on Friday, okay? Let me tell you who the NCAA got. You guys out there that love – and I do too. I love them. I mean, I've watched a few of them where I kind of catch myself tearing up. Really what college athletics was supposed to be about before it became $75 million coaches – is it was supposed to be about student athletes. Do you agree?
Yeah. Sure.
And everyone shows these videos of from Ole Miss to USC to Western Michigan to Buffalo to Oregon State and all points in between of fall camp, the start of fall camp, right? And the coach comes in and he's doing this thing at the end of the thing and, hey, we're having this announcement. And by the way, Jimmy Johnson over there, who's in his fifth year, been a walk-on, he's on scholarship, and the players all jump because they like Billy, because they've all thought to themselves, that dumb son of a bitch Billy, there's no way I'd do this without a scholarship. So let me tell you who got screwed at Ole Miss.
The NCAA did a hell of a job punishing Taylor Polk.
The Taylor Polks of the world screwed.
Not the Taylor Polk.
Taylor Polk.
Individually.
He didn't get a scholarship last year. For those of you who make fun of Taylor Polk, shame on you. Literally, Santa Claus should bring you nothing for
Christmas.
He did
not get a scholarship probably after his sophomore, freshman year because of the NCAA sanctions.
Because of the NCAA sanctions. So what it did is in a couple of years when Ole Miss is at 81 scholarships, the four kids who are impacted – are the four dudes who are walking on and playing special teams and stuff.
Yeah, Ole Miss is never going to drop below 79 scholarships. So
it's quit worrying about the scholarships. The people that got impacted are the fourth-year walk-on who has worked his way to second unit tight end and has busted his ass, and everyone loves the kid, and he makes great grades.
He's the guy y'all cheer for when he makes those special teams tackles.
And he's the guy that the coaches cheer for on film because they say, if I could just get these 20 dudes who are as athletic as hell to play with that kind of heart, yeah. If I could figure that out.
If Jimmy was 6'2", 220, I'd have to roll him out in a cage.
Yes. But Jimmy's 5'10", yeah. And he's 206.
Yeah.
And he can't really run, but he gives you everything he's got. And when the coaches give that kid a scholarship, it makes everybody feel good.
Yeah.
It's how you wrap up week one of fall camp. Hey, guys, guess what? And they show Jimmy calling his mama, and mama cries, and Jimmy cries because mama's crying, and everybody has these video departments. Now, I'm not making fun, by the way. And they tweet it out, and it makes everybody feel good. Makes Coach Jones look like a great guy. It's a feel-good. Ole Miss won't get to do that for a couple of years. That's who the big, bad NCAA punished. The NCAA punished the dude. The NCAA punished the dude that did not get paid to sign an NLI. That's who they punished. So just keep that in mind as you go forward with this. The people who got punished are the walk-ons.
Yeah. The DeMarcus Gates of the world, he's still getting a scholarship.
Yep.
Not changing anything.
Still getting a scholarship. And the big five-star athlete, he's still getting paid by whoever he goes to. There, I said it. Every single five-star is getting extra benefits wherever he goes, with maybe one exception here and there.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to name one. But
I can think of one.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just wondering.
But I can – if you give me 100 and go, what's your over-under on how many get paid and make the over-under 84.5, I go over.
Yeah, I mean, in the last three classes, there have probably been, give or take, 95 to 100 five-stars in the combined.
And I'll go over. 84.5 is your over-under.
Yeah, over.
Over.
Over 90, frankly.
Sure.
Depending on how you bait. Yeah, whatever. All right. So anyway.
Extra benefits.
Almost 100, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, extra benefits is stuff on campus. I mean, are we following the letter of the law? I mean, we're freedom fighters here. Yeah. We're true believers. We're warriors for the truth. We are defenders of the game.
The podcast brought
meanwhile,
to you.
Meanwhile, Jimbo Fisher makes $75 million.
Guaranteed.
$75 million is greeted by the North Korean band at the Bryan, Texas airport. $75 million. Good. Hey, by the way, good for you, Jimbo. You know me. You've known me for a long time.
Jimbo and Jimmy had good days.
I am a capitalist.
Yes.
I am. I've known Jimbo Fisher since he was the quarterback's coach at Auburn. Congratulations to Jimbo. I'm happy for you. I am happy. Good for you.
A&M always gets pissed off and fights that whole, hey, we're a cult thing, and then now they roll out the band in front of the airplane.
Sound of, my God, the band. And it wasn't like playing like Cool in the Gang. It was like the North Korean national anthem.
Yeah, it was like military march stuff. It's like,
you know, Jimbo's like, telling himself as he got off the plane, $75 million.
$75 million.
$75 million. $75 million. $75 million. I can't get to this car fast enough. $75 million. Oh, thank God I'm in the car.
Because there's going to be multiple things in this first week where he goes, oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, he got in the car, and they rolled off, and he went, what the? Where were the cheerleaders? Those were the cheerleaders. Wait, what? Guaranteed, Jimmy, guaranteed, right? When you say guaranteed, Jimmy, I mean, like, if this goes to hell, I still get my money because we're headed towards hell, Jimmy.
Maybe Sexton warned him ahead of time. Now, look, this place is a little different, bud, but just
the North Korean national band, they were fantastic playing their drums and their little goofy suits.
I will go to my grave laughing about Jeffrey Wright getting so pissed off because there were two pictures of Jackie Sherrill in the press box and none of Jonathan Manziel. Only one of those guys castrated God. A bull, however. So.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. The opposite of castration, this podcast brought to you by Tyson Drugs. TysonDrugs.com, 662-252-2321. Get the Sildenafil. Let them help you out if you're in need of a little extra turgidity this holiday season. Fill out the form, TysonDrugs.com. You give them your doctor's name, they'll get a prescription ready, and deliver it to you, even if you are not local. Again, you can break it up into a half a tablet, quarters, or take the entire pill. Again, 662-252-2321.
Oh, God. My 10 thoughts are up on the site. I can't really remember what I wrote. I had writer's block so bad over the weekend that it just would make it was hard to explain. Anyway, they're up, and they're brought to you by Harry Alexander. Harry is an Oxford-based RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. Harry, if you're listening, by the way, check your email. I sent you one. I need a response. It's ha@harryalexander.com. HarryAlexander.com is the site. Harry's been in Oxford more than four decades. He's a Legacy RE/MAX Legacy Realty agent. No one knows the market better than he does. If you're in the market for a condo, a home, there's a lot going on in Oxford. People tell you the market's dead. It is not dead. I can point to the neighborhood right that's being built right behind me and tell you that the market is not dead. If you're in the market, go to Harry. Again, HarryAlexander.com. The podcast is also brought to you by State Farm, Romero Miller State Farm. Everybody knows State Farm for being the number one insurer in auto, home, and life insurance. But did you know State Farm has a bank which allows them to do auto financing? Recently, State Farm has had a rate reduction in their commercial insurance rates. Give Romero Miller State Farm a chance to compare your business insurance policies if you own a rental property. Romero challenges you to give him a shot at that property. You won't be sorry. If you need another reason to give them a call, go to Google, read Romero Miller State Farm reviews. Romero Miller State Farm, servicing your insurance needs in Tennessee and Mississippi, 662-893-1212. Podcast also brought to you by Journey Business Solutions. If you are a business with a high-ticket product or service, it's HVAC, dentist, surgeon, flooring, furniture, etc., Ben Brown and his team have the best financing solution for your customers. Their program accesses 14 national lenders with one very easy online application. Rates as low as 4.9%, terms that extend to 7 years, loan amounts up to $100,000, and credit scores down to 580. They will get more of your customers the money they need so you don't lose a sale. To hear more about this, call Ben Brown, 443-935-5013. Ben is waiving the setup fee for Oxford Exxon podcast listeners. That's a $500 savings, so call him today.
All right. Bottom line, though, as we continue this, the biggest thing for Ole Miss is this is over. They're going to get the appeal, but as far as a worst – the worst has happened. You've got your sanctions. The sanctions cannot get worse moving forward. I mean, there's a lot of weird things with the NCAA. I'm pretty sure that on appeal they can't make it worse. So it's going to get better or stay the same. Ole Miss has 15 days to give their appeal notice or to actually submit it or whatever it is. And then it goes through a process. What's going to be another committee? We've got another committee, Neil.
Oh, good, good.
It's not the COI committee. It's another put-together committee for the appeals process. And again, as I mentioned Friday, I'm pretty sure it's all in writing. I don't think they actually have to go to a room or anything or get together. I think they just submit briefs
probably
and submit
thing,
their evidence.
If they got in a room together right now, somebody might get hurt.
You don't think it's a good idea to put everybody in a spot?
I don't think they're going to have a reunion tour anytime soon where everybody gets back together. I sensed that Ole Miss was a little irritated with Mr. Christopher.
Hugh Freeze gets two conference games if he's a head coach. He gets nothing if he's an assistant. He can go to work tomorrow for a team as an assistant.
Heard LSU might be looking for an offensive
coordinator. Talk to Matt Moscone, our buddy, tomorrow on the show.
We should see
what he thinks about Hugh. So Chris Kiffin gets just hammered. 2 years for Chris Kiffin.
Makes no sense.
No, it doesn't.
Can I tell you one thing? I wrote about this in 10 Thoughts. I am glad about something.
What?
I am glad that the NCAA, in addition to punishing these walk-ons, I am glad that the NCAA has finally gotten rid of the scourge of the earth. Finally. And I want everybody to listen to this. Finally, the Walter Hugheses of the world have been squeezed out of athletics. No longer will the Walter Hugheses of the world be allowed to be around these young, easily influenced student athletes. No, sir. We've eliminated that. We have eliminated that.
Where's
Thank
the
God.
Where does the result of that fall, however? Because the NCAA simply took Ole Miss's self-imposed on that. He was already disassociated indefinitely.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep...
What is it? Do you read indefinitely as a long time or as who knows?
Probably as a long time.
Is that how you read it?
I hope I'm wrong. I hope somebody calls me and goes, Neil, as soon as the sanctions are up, we're going to... I mean...
Because by the letter of the disassociation part of it, Michael Joe Cannon, Lee Harris, 3 years, definite, that's how long, 3 years. Terry's is more complicated because of the Rebel Rag stuff. It is no fewer than 3 years is the way it was termed. And then the other ones that were actually disassociated were indefinite ones. It just said indefinite. It did not give any semblance of a timetable there. So here's the deal. Ole Miss is going to have some transfers. We'll see how many. Some of it's just going to be the normal matriculation of the program that would happen every year, no matter if there are sanctions or not. Yep. Some of it's going to be tied to some of this to some extent. That's going to tell you what the penalties are here. That's going to tell you how bad of a day Friday was for Ole Miss, because the bowl game in and of itself is not the biggest deal in the world. It does not affect the 2019 class at all. That's another positive for Ole Miss, is they can go full bore on the 19s who can just have a normal college experience, that really good class in Mississippi. And it's just going to be how it affects the current roster. We'll follow that as we get into it in a second. Obviously, Shea Patterson is whatever's going on there. Been a lot of talk about Van Jefferson being a potential casualty of somebody moving to another school through this. Some other guys who probably weren't going to factor into the two deep next year anyway, talking about normal attrition. So
the only difference for those guys, they were going to leave anyway, and now they can file a waiver to be able
maybe not lose
to be
year,
able to
yeah.
play right away.
So
how that impacts your program, it really doesn't. They were going to leave anyway.
So the deal here is that this may be an impact where the only loss is simply the not the chance to go to Nashville or wherever next year. It might not be a big deal. We'll see. That's the question that cannot be answered right now. I'm blown away and shocked that the national media went ahead and wrote the, they got additional hammers everywhere, and it was because they're the most non-compliant program in history.
That surprised you, huh?
Yeah, I was blown away. Thought there'd be a lot of detail and nuance exhibited in those art pieces of artwork.
Yeah, I was just stunned that they didn't care to really delve in.
1986.
1986.
You were how old in 86?
16.
Okay.
16. I was...
You weren't even starting at Ruston High School yet when the first penalties happened.
Nope.
You're not an early starter? Not the freshman that took the field by storm?
No.
No. All right. So, Shea Patterson, here's where we are. As of whatever the date is. 8:45 in the morning on December the 4th. Ole Miss granted him a permission to contact letter over the last few days. Permission to contact letter is the ability for Shea now to write to teams, tell him that he'd like to discuss transferring, and once that letter is received, the athletic director at Ole Miss had to approve the letter. Once that letter is received, there can be two-way communication between the player and the program to basically be a recruit again, is the easy way to put that. They can talk about whatever. He can take some visits. He is free to do as he pleases in the effort of a recruiting process.
Yes.
Okay. Michigan has long been thought to be the favorite should Shea Patterson transfer. There's been nothing to change that whatsoever. I do not have independent confirmation of this. The Michigan 24/7 site said last night they expect him to visit December the 9th.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take their word for it.
I certainly have nothing to contradict that.
Yeah, I don't either. There have been talks about the potential of moving his brother to Ann Arbor as well. I know there's some legislation on that. I don't know specifics, just that they were trying to, quote, figure it out, was the way it was termed to me by Silverch yesterday. You only do this permission to contact unless you're basically gone, in my opinion, Neil, because especially as a quarterback, I mean, the face of the program going into the 2017 season, frankly, you have no ability to save that locker room at all. From the moment that became public, Jordan Tamu became the quarterback in that locker room.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. I think even back in October when it became known, at least in private circles, that Shea was going to visit Michigan, it was over. He was gone. I think you can be the third string tight end and talk about taking a visit to Murray State and then decide to stay. I think you can do that. And kids go, I get it. You're the starting quarterback and you get hurt and you say, I'm out. I'm done. You can't be – at that point, you're not going to be effective as the guy in June going, hey, guys, get up. Let's go work. It's 6 a.m. Let's go work. You could sleep till 9 and nobody would say anything, but get up at 6. Let's go work. They go, why? Screw you, man. I'm not doing that for you.
AJ sends that text and they're up.
Sure. Jordan Tamu sends that text and they're up.
Yeah. All right.
Not about who's better. Everybody goes, well, Shea's better or Shea's not better. It's immaterial. Doesn't matter anymore. And look, you can go both ways on the Shea thing, and I can do both.
It's nuanced.
It's very nuanced. Is it what he signed up for? No. It's not. And if you're not willing to acknowledge that, then there's no point in really even having the conversation any longer. Has he made a life habit? Let me rephrase. Has his dad made a life habit of moving him around? Yes. That becomes a habit. When things get weird, you bolt. When things get challenging, you bolt. You always look for something greener. Okay. Is it a reflection on his character? No, not necessarily. I don't have any knock on Shea as a person. I really don't. I think his dad's too involved in his life. I think at some point, as a dad, you have to be able to separate your child's athletic endeavors from your child. I'm good at it. I wasn't always good at it. I'm great at it now. I drop Carson off at baseball practice, and I come back when it's over. Because it doesn't matter to me. Carson's not going to be my gravy train. It's not fair to him. I'm not going to do that to him, make him think, hey, you got to make the money here. Just go play ball, whatever. And I think you would vouch for this, Chase. He could become a superstar, and I'm still going to be the same way. So you can do this a lot of ways. That being said, do I fault him for going, hey, this isn't what I wanted to do? Had you told me this is what Ole Miss was going to be 2 years ago, I wouldn't have signed there. Fair enough. And I'm not going to be the guy that digs up old quotes and goes, well, what about this when you said this? Well, come on. But if you're Ole Miss, you wish him well. You part. If he goes to Michigan, you're never going to play him. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, from a football standpoint, okay. It is what it is.
And then in February, if Jim Harbaugh takes the Bears' job, you can laugh. You can get a big kick out of it.
Frankly, with Shea, if he's going to leave, you need him to leave now because you need a quarterback in this class.
Yeah, you need him to go ahead and go so that when you're recruiting.
Because in recruiting a JUCO quarterback or whatever right now, I'm going, well, you know, there's some stuff going on, but we got Jordan Tamu who threw for 400 yards, and we got Shea Patterson on the roster. JUCO guys, huh? No, good.
He goes, wait, so there's a chance Shea's going to be there?
Yeah, no.
Because I know I got to beat out one dude. Now you tell me I got to beat out two dudes?
No, yeah. I'm out. And one of them's this dude that I've been seeing for years. So, no, I'm going to roll.
I'm going to roll.
Yeah.
So you need him to go ahead and go. So Ole Miss is doing the right thing. Go ahead and go.
Make it as easy as possible if that's what he's planning to do
anyway.
So you
can tell the JUCO guy, well, you don't have to take my word for it. We're not spinning. Here's the story from the Detroit News.
Yeah.
There's the story. So if you don't believe us, well, you believe that. Now you make a decision. Do you think you can beat out Jordan Tamu or not? But Shea Patterson's not part of the equation. He's out. And that way the kid goes, okay, well, now I can. Because JUCO kids, for the most part, they're making a totally different decision than a high school kid was making. High school kids are looking at things with this kind of almost altruistic view.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wholesome and stuff. Not a JUCO kid.
JUCO guys have a life experience or two.
He's got a little more street smarts in him now.
He's been in scuba for a year.
Yeah.
all these college coaches that come to town, he doesn't believe any of them. He doesn't trust a damn one of them. And
can I get on the field?
Can I get on the field? Because I really don't care what school I'm playing for. I really don't give a damn. I just spent a year and a half at Scuba. I don't give a blankety.
It's all better than there. So,
can you get me on the field? What's the depth chart look like?
Yeah.
What's the deal? Because I still have a fantasy of getting to the NFL. And if I'm going to do it, I got to get on the field.
Can I play or are we going to throw the football? Yes. Yes. Okay.
So I always laughed at the Chad Kelly stuff. You know, is Chad Kelly going to vote? Yeah, Chad Kelly wants to make the league, and he realizes that he has absolutely hit his point of no return.
Chad Kelly got on campus, and Chad Kelly was a great soldier.
He was. I mean, I'm sure something happened.
Now Chad invested in Baldy, and he was a leader. They followed him at 6 a.m.
Yes.
No doubt about that.
Oh, no, there's no question.
So – oh, the other things I did forget, the biggest hit from a two-year bowl ban, if it sticks, is the fact that Ole Miss is going to lose, give or take, $8 million more dollars next year. That's the biggest part
it's
of this,
of
frankly. It's incredibly significant. It's been our fault. We hadn't already mentioned that in a more direct way. The best I can tell, that hit's going to be at least that number next year. So that's where it comes in, much more than even the trip or any of that kind of stuff. So just be aware of that should that two-year bowl ban stick. But otherwise – Friday was not the worst day, not the best day, not a great day, not the worst day. Could have been worse. Ole Miss from this point gets to function as a normal program without that cloud, and that is incredibly important moving forward.
First thing I said on Friday is it's over.
It's not just over, but you can function. At 25 scholarships, you couldn't have functioned as a program. Now you can function.
Yeah, absolutely. You can function. It's done. You can survive. You can survive. You get on with it. You get on with it. And now you caught one hell of a break, two breaks last week. Dan Mullen left. And, yes, Dan Mullen was a good coach. Dan Mullen did a hell of a job at Mississippi State. Dan Mullen was going to be a problem for Ole Miss moving forward. He's gone. He's in Florida now. And they replaced him with a guy who appears to be a very bright offensive mind, but not anywhere near the dynamic personality that Dan Mullen had. And, yes, Mullen had a dynamic personality. You have an opportunity, and you didn't get hammered.
No. The hammer did not fall.
And if our boy Parham is right, and I'm not willing to bet against him, and I bet against him a lot, I'm not willing to bet against him here. There's a decent chance that what happened was there was they opened the door for about a month. Hey, if you want to leave, fill out your paperwork. We're going to grant you the waiver because I'm going to tell you these kids are going to get their waivers granted. And Ole Miss people can fight me back, and if I'm wrong, I will wear a T-shirt that goes, "I was wrong."
You think Shea's on the field in Mays next year?
If he wants to be.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think he will get a waiver. I think Deontay Anderson will get a waiver. Whoever else asks for a waiver will get a waiver. How many kids do I think will ask for a waiver? Not many.
Also a little thing. I mean, the ones to watch is you just need to make sure Greg Little's happy, guys like that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, I mean, Lodge has already announced he's staying.
And he was one there were strong rumors.
Yeah. Greg's the one that probably comes into focus because he just hadn't said much to anybody one way or the other.
Oh, and the other thing I want to touch on, and I get why fans are upset about this.
Uh-huh.
If you're Ole Miss, that whole thing about other schools contacting your guys and you turning it in, nah, you just want to get through this and get done. Guys have been contacting your guys for months. Months. I was out in the parking lot one day in fall camp, Chase. Or it might have been spring. I can't remember it. I guess it was fall camp, early fall camp. And I heard an Ole Miss player on the phone with someone who was clearly representing another school. That stuff's been going on since August, minimum. You just get through it, move on, and get on with your program.
Yeah, every school does it to every school, frankly.
Yeah. Get on with your program. Let it go.
We ran a story when Penn State got popped. 10 players Ole Miss might look at.
Yeah.
Happens. It is what it is.
Yep.
Penn State had most kids stay.
Yeah, the one kid go to USC. Ole Miss is going to lose 2 to 4 kids. Be all right.
Make sure it's the right 2 to 4. And
well, A.J. Brown's tweet the other day was probably precedent-setting a little bit. Guys saw how that got responded to. The truth is, the guys that stick it out, and I said this the other day to you, we were joking around, if you're Greg Little, why would you leave? 1 year from right now, if you're Greg Little,
you're finished with your college football career.
You're finished, and you're getting ready for the NFL, and you're good. You're a first-round pick. If you're A.J. Brown 1 year from right now, you're finished with your college football career. You're ready to be a probably first-round pick in the NFL draft. And you can come back here whenever you want. You think A.J. Brown will have to pay for a meal in Oxford?
Yeah. What do you get into both those guys? We'll do that in 1 second. We do the Tate podcast brought to you by Community Mortgage. Look at in Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. So you're getting local underwriting that understands your market. Also a leader in condo financing in Oxford. Ask Jason about the float down option, which allows you to lock in the current rate. But if rates go down before you close, you get that lower rate. You can find him at 662-234-2704 or J-Lo, that's J-O-J-L-O-W-E at communitymtg.com.
The podcast is also brought to you by Gambrell & Associates. Gambrell & Associates have 3 attorneys with more than 60 years of combined experience and more than 45 years handling only bankruptcy and Social Security disability claims. Check out their website, msbnkr.com, or by searching for Robert Gambrell on superlawyers.com or avvo.com. Super Lawyers only selects the top 5% of lawyers in the state. Gambrell & Associates handle Social Security disability claims statewide and in Memphis. For more information, call the office in Hernando, 662-342-7700, or in Oxford, 662-281-8800. The podcast also brought to you by Comer Heating and Air. Comer Heating and Air has been serving Oxford and the surrounding area for the past 26 years. I've used Comer for AC repair. You can take my word for it. Their attention to detail, their customer service, and their work is second to none. Comer is an American Standard dealer, but they work on any maker model, residential or commercial. Customers get same-day service, free estimates on new units, and preventative maintenance contracts. Visit their website, comerheatingandair.com, or check out their Facebook page. Mention you heard about them on the podcast. You get $20 off. Contact Eric at 662-934-3846 or Shane, 662-832-8749.
One quick aside to go back to it. Our buddy Antonio Morales had a little information on Hugh Freeze and exactly how they got to his penalty or lack thereof on Friday. Some of it from Greg Christopher during that conference call and some from just, frankly, reading the document about Hugh Freeze when I had a few other things in my mind at the moment other than Hugh because it had no relevance on Ole Miss's program at this point. A couple different things. His 2-year conference game suspension does not carry over. So once November 30th, 18 right. happens, he's cool.
Yeah, that's all only good. If he's a head coach next season.
Yeah, that is it. What Christopher said was that basically Freeze hit one of the 2 requirements for all the failure to monitor thing. The way their stance worked is that Freeze had full cooperation. He issued full cooperation during the case. He gave prompt acknowledgement of the violations and acceptance of responsibility. Had no prior involvement with level 1, 2, or major violations. And the committee believed that Freeze promoted an atmosphere of compliance. They said he didn't monitor correctly because he didn't watch his coaches and boosters and whatnot, but that he did exhibit an atmosphere of compliance, whereas the university did not. Still to this minute, I'm having a hard time separating the two, but okay.
So what you're telling me is that W.G. Watkins scared the living hell out of the committee.
Is that your guess?
I thought that's what you said.
That's how you're reading that?
That was kind of what I thought. I heard you say that.
It's easier to just let W.G. move on with his life, in your opinion?
Yeah.
Because CLI people are, they're people. I mean.
Kinda.
Yeah, academicians, but people
something tells me that me and Greg Christopher wouldn't like enjoy each other's company. Yeah, but
he's a Xavier AD.
I heard him talk.
Oh,
he and I aren't going to hang out at Funky's and have a drink and enjoy each other's company.
Might.
Crimmins and I would get along great.
Think so?
Yeah, we're probably more in the keep it real
Crimmins
club.
I think Crimmins was on this committee the entire time, thought it was a farce.
Yeah.
The problem is there were six other people in the committee.
My favorite line is when he said, "Oh, you can't do that?"
So anyway, no.
So stupid.
Greg Little came to Ole Miss in part because he had just watched Laramie Tunzel come to Ole Miss and do what Laramie Tunzel did. Things are working out pretty good for Laramie these days.
Yeah, let's backtrack 1 second.
Okay, go ahead.
Greg Little came to Ole Miss because Laramie Tunzel went to Ole Miss for 3 years, and had he not been really stupid about his social media, no offense, Laramie, or anybody around it, but that was dumb.
Yeah.
Had he not handed his social media iCloud password to a runner who wanted to be an agent.
Financial plant, maybe? Either way.
Whatever. Who's that guy?
Whose was that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He was a good basketball player. Kevin Johnson.
Was
KJ.
He?
KJ was a hell of a good basketball player back with Phoenix. People would say, "Who's that guy?" And you'd say, "That's KJ." Anyway, he saw Laramie play for 3 years and go be a first five pick in the draft. And he said, "So I can move into his spot, play 3 years, be a first five pick in the draft." Well, so far, he's moved into his spot.
He's played two seasons.
Something tells me if Greg were to say to Matt, I'm being real here. I can hear the fans going, "That's not the way it works." "Hey, look, I'm kind of thinking about this spring football thing that maybe a little bit, but I'm going to be cool." And something tells me Matt's a smart guy. And Matt's going to say, "I know what you can do. I'm not going to run the risk of you getting hurt out here in April. Go make friends with the bike over there. Or just stand around and help with this young guy." Because Ole Miss has got to start thinking about the 2019 season, which is going to be a challenging campaign. 2019, I've heard people go, 2019, man, they could win 8 games next year, and then they bump up to 9. No, 2019 is going to be a challenge. So, but for a little standpoint, why would he leave? Why would you risk that? Why would you go someplace and have to learn a new system, and maybe it doesn't, the transition's not smooth, and your stock falls? Right now, Greg Little's the top 5 pick in the draft. Left tackles, in case you ever watch the NFL, left tackles don't grow on trees. The cat for the Panthers yesterday, who got paid a ton of money, Ryan Khalil, I believe, who I'm sure is a very nice person, really struggled with Cam Jordan. Left tackles don't grow on trees. And the Panthers didn't say, "Hey, Khalil, sit. You, go in, take his place," because they ain't no you to go take the place.
Yeah.
Left tackles don't grow on trees.
If Cam was eating him, he was going to really eat the next guy.
He was going to really do. The next dude was going to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
And Ryan Khalil had his hands full. And he's getting paid millions to have his hands full week after week after week. My point is that if you're Greg Little, why screw it up? And frankly, this is where I probably piss off a lot of the college people, and I get it. I understand why the following statement is going to make you mad. "Hey, Greg, you don't have to play 13 or 14 games next year, just 12. Cool.
Greg seems like a good dude, a nice kid.
Oh, he's a real nice kid.
Probably will come back and smile a lot and all good.
Yeah.
Again, he's following through with what his process was.
Yeah. So for him, it is kind of what he signed up for. And I'm sure he would have liked to have not had this NCAA thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Laramie enjoyed the Sugar Bowl. That's not what we're saying.
Yeah, sure. But it's all good. Those 7 missed games for Laramie his junior year did not hurt his NFL stock. Not even a little.
No one cared.
Didn't even impact it.
Oh, so he has a little less tread on the tires? Okay.
Yeah.
Or a little more tread on the tires?
Yeah.
Yeah, with AJ. All right. Fans have vaulted him into a Mount Rushmore, and I get it.
Sure. Lord.
First, he stands.
Brilliant tweet.
First, he sits in Starkville High School and announces he's coming to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Which, at the moment, we went, "Huh, what's the worst it could be?" Well, we didn't realize what was coming 2 years later.
Took big ones.
Yeah. It did. It did.
Like, I don't know how you walk around with those things.
Looking back, you go, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
So he does that. Never blushes. I mean, because I'll tell you, leading up to it, we heard, hey, he's going to Ole Miss. And I went, oh, getting in that room.
Well, I remember I went to his last high school game.
Yeah, that's right.
You didn't go. I was there. And I called you leaving there because, A,
they played in the state title game.
I was starving. And I went, hey, what would still be open? Oh, by the way, I just got through watching that wide receiver for Starkville play.
Yeah.
And I told you two things. I went, that dude's better than Treadwell. And then I said, I think that kid's going to Ole Miss. I just talked to him. I think he's going to Ole Miss. And you were like, you poor little Louisiana idiot. You don't know how this works. That is not going to happen. And I was like, oh, really? There's just no way? And you're like, no.
Yeah, because Neil goes, what's the worst? They're going to yell at him a little bit. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah, you were like, dude, just head on back to Louisiana. Just calm down. Not going to happen. And he does it. And so, you know, I mean.
He's been good from day one. Had struggles as a freshman, but my God, turned it on this year.
And he still has a drop or two here and there. But whatever. He's such a game changer.
He just broke the school record for season receiving yards. He holds the game record for school receiving yards. Scored a lot of touchdowns. He broke Treadwell record after Treadwell record. And he is hitting, this is what impresses me maybe more than anything, he's hitting every PR note correctly. I mean, think about this for a second, how good it is to be A.J. Brown. Not only is he doing all this, dude was drafted by the Padres and goes and makes six figures every summer for about 3 weeks of ball.
Yeah.
Comes back.
And if you're the Padres, that was a good risk.
Oh, yeah, whatever. See what
happens.
Just
in case.
Yeah, athlete. See what happens.
Sure.
So, it's almost like maybe it's just A.J., and if so, major props to him, because frankly I couldn't have put this plan together when I was 19 years old, or you know, his baseball agent or whomever goes, you know, dude, you just played this card right, you're going to the NFL in a year, they're throwing you the ball all the time, Tomu looks to you first on every play,
where are you gonna go,
you've already done all this stuff to get a legacy started. Hey, here's a video, you really ought to tweet this. This would hit a like or two on the Twitter machine.
Like I said the other day, I tweeted it. If in a few years the speed limit's one, you'll know why.
I highly doubt Ole Miss. It probably wasn't preferred, but I figure Ole Miss looked the other way on some of the language that was in said video.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Something tells me AJ was not reprimanded for said tweet.
Don't think so.
I mean, there might have been some true believer over there that was like, let's not tweak the NCAA, but probably not. Probably okay.
Yeah. And as you said, it's precedent setting it from this standpoint. Popularity on the team-wise, AJ's got to be in the top few by his teammates.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
No.
He's in like that.
Everybody else goes, hey, if I'm in like that too, maybe I'm loved a little bit more. Everybody likes to be loved.
And if I'm not in like that, but I'm still thinking about staying, I'm kind of going against one over there. And he's sort of grand poobah right now.
Yeah. Nah, you stick around. Again, it's just.
Yeah, AJ's going to come back next year. They're going to throw him the football a lot. He's going to score some touchdowns, get a lot of receiving yards, and then he's going to get up on stage in the NFL draft, and somebody's going to get up there and hand him a jersey, and he's going to hug Matt Luke, and he's going to move on with his day.
What team in the SEC went 6-6? I hadn't even looked at the bowls. I'm sure you're going to tell me some bowls in a minute.
If you like me to.
Missouri is going to the Texas Bowl?
They are, yes. Playing Texas.
Okay. So, I mean, if the bowl ban holds up.
Yeah.
And Ole Miss goes 7-5 next year, which is kind of.
A.J. Brown misses a trip to the Music City Bowl to play Wisconsin.
Yeah. Whomever. I mean, okay. Whatever. I mean, I get it. Oh, okay. It's whatever. Is it?
He misses out on a 32-inch TV.
In the scheme of his life, is it a big deal? No. That's my point. That's my point. My point is it a loss? Yes. Is it a loss that impacts you in a tangible way? No.
No.
I mean, and if you were to put a gun to my head right now and go guess Ole Miss's record next season, I'd probably go 7-5.
Yeah. Schedule's tough late, but that's give or take.
You know, I like their offense. I don't particularly like their defense. I have concerns about who runs the football. I think they other teams are going to have a hard time stopping that receiving core, blah, blah, blah. 7-5, 6-6 is where I'd go. It's where I'd go with my pick. Am I wrong? I don't know. We have a long time to debate it. If you put a gun to my head and said you can pick two records, I'd go 6-6, 7-5. I'll take those two records and feel like I'm okay. Well, those two records would get you a Music City Bowl.
If somebody gave you the score of one game next season, which game would you pick?
What's so hard to predict any of them? Assuming I can't have the non-leagues, the easy ones.
Why would you want that one?
Well, man, like if you told me I could predict one game and be safe about it, that when they play like.
Yeah, I'm telling you that to base your
Furman
decision,
or somebody.
You get no. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if somebody told you the score of one game, for to help you kind of predict what they'd be like, what game would you pick?
Oh, I'd say give me the South Carolina score.
That's the one you want. Okay.
I have a pretty decent idea of what they are.
Yeah, that's fair. I contemplated even Texas Tech in the opener just to see if they got the
early
win.
Yeah, see, you could tell me that game went like 52-40 something.
Either way,
and I'd still be like, it doesn't tell me much.
Yeah. Carolina tells you something. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, if you told me that
– Arkansas and Little Rock would be one.
That'd be another leader in the clubhouse. Yeah. I mean, if you told me that Ole Miss beat South Carolina at home 27-17, I'm going, so 7 or 8 wins. If you told me South Carolina beat Ole Miss 31-21, I'd go, okay, this 5-6 wins. If you told me South Carolina won 38-13, I'm like, wheels fell off. Mm-hmm. Didn't get to all that emotion that they used last year. That didn't work this time around.
Or they lost more players than we thought.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of different ways to look at it.
Yeah. Because I think Matt Luke's got to grow as a coach now. I think he's got to grow as an in-game coach. A lot. I didn't think his last game was particularly well coached. His team was extremely ready and motivated to play. I think Matt Luke, the motivator, he's a good one. I think Matt Luke, the coach, there's a lot of growth that still needs to occur.
I want to be fair here because Hugh had a lot of successful motivation weeks. He did.
He did.
Freeze had a lot. But then he kind of went to the well a lot and had falls off too where the kids looked at him and kind of rolled their eyes. Matt is a more believable week-to-week motivator. Keeps it more real with them. Here's where we are. Here's why. Let's go.
Yeah. Matt doesn't seem like a roller coaster guy.
No. It's, here we are. Here.
Hugh was a roller coaster guy. Way up. Way down.
Yeah, I mean, he had the weeks, at Texas in 13, against LSU in 13, where, bam, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Then they had the week at LSU in 14 where they weren't ready to play.
Yeah.
They had that game at Arkansas where they weren't ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
At Memphis in, was it 15?
15.
Not ready to play.
So.
Sky high for Alabama, cratered low for Florida.
Mm-hmm. True. Podcast brought to you in part by MasterCuts Lawn and Landscape, lawn maintenance and landscape company serving Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding area. Know they can take care of your fence line. If you've got any leaves left in your yard need to be raked up and deposited, they can help you out. Also, don't forget to get a quote from them. If you're ready to build that fence, the stone patio, a deck, or any outdoor living area, outdoor kitchens, and more, they can hook you up with those things. Give them a call. 662-607-7773, mastercutslawn.com. And when you sign an annual contract, first cut's free whenever the time comes.
Podcast also brought to you by Oxford University Bank, OUB, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB gives you the comfort of home and all the benefits the big mega banks provide, all the technology and products you want, all with a personal touch when you call OUB. You speak directly with a live person, no 10 buttons to push, no 5-minute wait. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking account you'll find anywhere. It's called Kasasa, and with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000. With Kasasa, ATM fees nationwide are refunded. OUB also offers online bill pay and mobile check deposit using its online app. To learn more about OUB, check out liveoxfordbankoxford.com or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. Podcast also brought to you by Grenada Nissan. If you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, look no further than Grenada Nissan. It is located just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. They have a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Go in, test drive one. Tell Gene and Sandy you heard about Grenada Nissan on the podcast or at rebelgrove.com. You'll get Rebel savings on top of the already great deals at Grenada Nissan. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And don't forget, you still have a week and a half or so to sign up your child for Oxford Park Commission Soccer. It is played out at FNC Park. Registrations till December the 15th. New players, $55. Players who played back in the fall can sign up and play for their same team again this spring for just $30. It's oxfordparkcommission.com. The schedule will be February through April. The games, like I said, out at FNC Park. It's a great program. My kids did it. Yours will love it as well.
Yeah, a few lines in the at least the big games to open up bowl season. Everybody kind of likes bowl season to some extent when they're just sitting around needing something to watch. First, were you surprised Alabama got in over Ohio State?
No, I was not surprised. We could do a lot here.
We will as the week goes on.
We won't now. I think it was Dan Wetzel wrote about could have had an 8-team playoff. Now, Dan lost me immediately because Dan's not a keep it real guy. Dan's a believer. God bless him. And he's like, you know, what you do is you take away the conference championship games. Dan.
Never going to happen.
Dan. Your idea's great. That's not happening. There's money there. Don't you see the money there, Dan? So that's not going to happen. What would have been cool to see? Does Alabama, quote, deserve it? I don't know. I wasn't blown away by Alabama down the
stretch. There were arguments both ways.
I tell you who'd be fun.
Central Florida.
Yeah. I'd be interested in UCF versus Clemson. I'm not all that interested in Alabama versus Clemson, if I'm honest.
Part three.
Be honest. Will I watch it? I don't know.
Ohio State looks like a flawed football team.
They suck. But I think welcome to new college football where there's a lot of parity. You're not going to have great teams. Who's great? Of the four teams that are listed, who's great? None of them. Now, am I going to watch Oklahoma, Georgia? Yeah, I'll probably watch that.
Good game. A lot of ratings.
Good game. But is it a must-watch game? Is it a game that if you don't watch it, you're going to regret not watching it? No, not really. Georgia and Oklahoma on some neutral field somewhere? Yeah, I'm good. Where's that game?
They are playing in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Clemson, Alabama is playing in the Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
And the championship is in Atlanta.
Okay. Did Alabama deserve it over Ohio State? I don't know. Probably.
Two wins away from the most mind-numbing infomercial of all time if Alabama played Georgia for the championship in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Whoa.
On a year when the SEC was down.
Yeah.
And yes, the SEC was down.
But they got three teams
in the Big Ten was down. The Big 12 was down. I think what we are
College football is entertaining. That's the word, entertaining.
But it's parody.
Yeah.
There's parody. There's just no great.
There's as much parody as we can say, considering Alabama's playing Clemson for the third year in a row.
Well, that's true. It's a good point.
It's a complicated deal, but yes, I understand what you mean.
Did I think Alabama deserved it? They're probably the best team out of that group.
Vegas says they're the best team in the country.
Well, they probably are. And they're going to get everybody healthy again, and they're probably going to win a gazillionth national title.
Updated lines. Quick, through just a few games. We'll do the rest of them later in the week. We have plenty of time.
Yes.
Alabama -2 against Clemson is the opening line for that game.
That game's in New Orleans, you said.
That game is in New Orleans. I have a sneaking suspicion, Alabama will sell their tickets.
Yeah. Clemson will too.
Oklahoma and Georgia is a pick 'em this morning. I'm leaning Oklahoma early.
It's got a chance to be a shootout. I'm kind of leaning Georgia.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Georgia's better on defense than. Now, it'll be interesting because Georgia's linebacker got arrested for like the 24th time for drugs. And he's going to run some extra sprints. Is he going to get his legs back under him in time?
First half suspension, Neil?
No. He might miss the first play.
It's like what, Mayfield missed two snaps the other day?
Yeah, Mayfield didn't start. Came in on third down. I love – that's my guy where I'm like, look, can we just keep it real? We're here to win.
Yeah. Hey, is Baker playing? Yes.
Yeah, is this kid playing? Yep.
The Heisman Trophy winner? Yeah, he's playing.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Where do you fall on him, by the way, Saturday? They were playing indoors, and he was wearing hand warmers. He was wearing his little pocket thing in front of his belt.
Well, the air conditioning.
They were playing inside.
The air conditioning can be chilly.
That was 100%. It just completed the outfit, right?
Yes.
It looked better than not having it on.
He likes the way it looks. Yes. He probably had some girl tell him, I like the way that looks.
He called some manager and goes, hey, where's that cold weather thing?
Where's my hand warmer thing on my front?
And the guy
was like, what?
We're playing inside.
And he goes, I'm Baker. And the guy goes, oh, that's a good point. I'll be right there.
Let me go round it up for you.
Give me 10 seconds.
Might not have even packed it. Might have had to ship it in the day before.
Some poor sap might have been racing to Norman and back. Hey, can you meet me halfway?
Yeah. All right, Citrus Bowl, LSU -2.5 against Notre Dame.
Ed Orgeron's going 10-3.
You going to win?
Yeah.
You going to win? Your Central Florida Knights, they're playing Auburn, and they are 10-point underdogs to the Tigers. Auburn -10 against Central Florida.
Does any part of you get the sense that Scott Frost took a job because of the money and he really didn't want to take the job?
Yeah. He did what everybody tells everyone to do, get out when you can, long term for life.
And then you watch the post game in Orlando, and you go, that dude didn't want to leave.
Also,
now he wants to come back and coach the game.
Well, if I'm Nebraska, though, I want him coaching the game. That's my infomercial for the day. I'm on national television with my coach winning an undefeated season at Central Florida, of all places. No.
Oh,
I'm great with him coaching the game.
Oh, absolutely.
Go coach the game.
Yeah, go back and recruit. I mean, go back and coach for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Michigan is an 8.5 favorite against Boom and the Gamecocks.
Oh, God, I'd love to see the Gamecocks pull that off. Where's that game?
You're thinking the Outback Bowl, maybe?
Outback Bowl.
Yeah.
Look at Boom going to the Outback Bowl in year two. Good for you, buddy.
Wisconsin -6.5 against Mark Richt and his Miami Hurricanes. Wisconsin -6.5.
Did you say something?
Okay. Penn State -3 against the Washington Huskies.
That's interesting.
Like the game, yeah.
It's a good game.
I like Washington.
Yeah, I like Penn State.
No, I mean to win the game.
Oh, I mean to watch the game.
Louisville and Lamar Jackson play in Mississippi State without Nick Fitzgerald. Louisville is a 5.5-point favorite.
Oh, God, lock me in. I'm laying those.
You want to lock it now?
Yes, 5.5.
Okay, 5.5 on the Cardinals.
That line's jumping to at least 9.
Okay, 5.5 on the Cardinals, locked
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'm laying them.
I'm not going to take Mississippi State in the points. They can't keep up.
It's not a state thing. There's just no way they're going to be ready to roll against that team.
Now, Louisville's not very good, but he's good.
He's good, and
they can't score enough.
No.
And then Ohio State -6.5 against USC.
Give me USC all day long. Ohio State's going to be the team that is checked out.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, this is not what we had in mind.
Yeah, I like the Trojans in this one.
And Darnold can light you up, and this will be for him his – I saw people saying, oh, you got to advise him to stay. You're going to be a top 10 pick and you're going to stay? For what?
Finding one more line for your boys.
Okay.
Because I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Find it. Hold on.
I'm good.
I forgot Army still had to play Navy. That game is the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
3.5, by the way, on that line.
Navy a favorite?
Yep.
3.5.
Army has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm actually not seeing a lot of lines for these games. So anyway, Kentucky plays Northwestern in the Music City Bowl.
What day is that game?
I don't know.
A chance to go see the Wildcats.
What? You're not going to Nashville for that game.
Depending on when it is.
You are not.
I like the Wildcats, man. I look good in purple.
Shut up.
I cheer for Northwestern.
Do you have a single stitch of Northwestern clothing?
No, but I'm going to get some.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
No Northwestern helmet hanging around over here?
I'd like one. I'm thinking about adopting the Wildcats as my team.
Are you?
I might. Carson says he's going to Northwestern.
Mm. Okay.
I think
they beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
It just feels like it.
I would think a degree from Northwestern is pretty prestigious.
Yeah, it's good.
I would think. Let's see what tuition is.
Might answer your question real quick, shouldn't it?
Well, Carson's one of those kids who scores really high on tests.
Talking to the microphone, please.
That probably needs to be a trend. Let's see. Northwestern University tuition. Probably expensive. Cost of attendance, $73,000 a year. The 25th percentile ACT score at Northwestern is a 31. The 75th percentile ACT at Northwestern is a 34. A 31 makes you an average student at Northwestern. Yeah. Basically says that there's no absolute ACT requirement at Northwestern, but they really want to see at least a 31 to have a chance at being considered.
Get to work, son.
Yeah. It's the 18th most expensive college in the country.
Okay. We will have plenty more again. Transfer season still in effect. Also, early signing period getting fairly close, starting, I think, December the 20th, something like that.
Those of you who enjoy the early signing period, enjoy it all you can this year and next year because it's going away.
Yeah, East Mississippi wins the JUCO national title for the fourth time in the last 6 years or something like that. So I have coverage to you recruiting-wise. Russell has been hard at work. We'll have some I'm going to do some baseball this week. We've got basketball going on, as well as plenty of football news moving forward. So hang with us. Thanks for listening today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.